This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's stretch out your minds.
Shall you? Shall you? Shall we?
Yes, you shall.
Yes, you will. Hello. Another hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, the ye old town criers. Right?
Okay.
You know what a town crier is?
I don't personally remember them, but I've heard of them.
Now, let's see, how do they work? How does it work? Let me try this one.
The hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Right? Okay. So now I have everybody's attention. What you put out, you get back. Thoughts are things, you know, that's one of my favorite expressions. But I also want people to think about their attitude. We all have stuff in our history. We have stuff in our reality. We have things that bug us about other people, and we have our way of expressing ourselves. I don't know why I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because sometimes I can be pretty snarly. I try not to be that way with you, Jay, at all.
I was just going to say, I don't think you have ever been snarly with me.
No. But every once in a while, when things are repeated, that's because you don't do the same stuff the wrong way every time you turn around. Some people do.
I make a lot of mistakes, but there are single-handed mistakes one and done.
I think the point that I'm trying to make here is whatever you put out, you're going to get back. So if you put out clarity, you'll get that back from people you work with, people in your family, people you love. If you put out optimism and enthusiasm, you'll get it back. So I guess as a leader, in a manner of speaking, people, still my daughter teases me, because it says on some of the things I get in the mail, influencer, like I was some social media buzz fly.
You right? are.
Oh, yeah, right. At Good Day Show. No, at Good Day Networks. I get that confused. I do that all the time. At Good Day Networks, that's a social media handle that you can use to get to us. So I just I underscore that because it's kind of a I like having not necessarily influence, but like having people get help from my words. That there's a use for the words. I don't like my words to be meaningless and wasted. Yeah. I don't like time to be wasted.
Absolutely. You aspire to inspire, and I think that's a really good quality that we do not have enough of in our society these days.
We sure don't. Look at our president, Joe Biden, who went to his house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, over the weekend, but he couldn't get in because the Secret Service won't let him go home. I thought that was pretty funny, actually. He said there were reporters in his hometown. He was over the weekend, just kind of, he went to the beach. And the reporters were outside. He had a little press conference that was unprompted. And he said the saddest thing about going home was he can't go home. Because when you're the president, you can't go and live. You can live it. You can spend time at Camp David because that's protected. But you can't go. You know how they used to, I'm going back to Nixon. The West Coast White House was at his house in Whittier, California. They had to practically bomb-proof the thing. Yeah. If you want to go back to your home and spend time at your home, same thing was true when Jimmy Carter was president down in Plains, Georgia. They had to rebuild the house.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently,
I actually wonder a lot of times what presidents do when they do move into the White House. Do they sell their house? Do they rent it out? Do they hire somebody on to just kind of keep check
of it?
And here's a really unpopular opinion, and maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you'll disagree with me. Being president is no doubt the most difficult job.
Yeah,
but it is only 4 years. Possibly 8 years. And mental health is important. Everybody needs a break. But when you are the president, should you get vacations? Like, sure, maybe you should take some time each day or each week to decompress or do whatever you need to do. Because if you are not your best self, you will not be best at your job. But when we are always, and it has happened with every president that I've been aware of in the news, but there's something happening in our society and they're on vacation.
Yeah.
Should presidents be able to take vacation? Or even like longer than 2 days.
They can't.
Or a long weekend. Should they
you
just be
cannot
able to take a
not
long
be
weekend?
The president. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can't do it. One of those
or a
things.
Working vacation. Relocate. Get a working vacation. But but again, the mentality, mental health, everybody needs a break or you will be broken. Mm-hmm. But to some degree, what should be allowed and what shouldn't? I think therapy, a psychologist that maybe travels with them and is around every so often because that's good for mental health. Maybe get some massages, a facial here and there. But like a full-blown vacation? That's a little, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah. That's, but you don't sign up for that, in a manner of speaking. All right, well, the president was approached by a number of reporters about a bunch of different things. It was Labor Day, so he said, yeah, we've done a great job. We, this administration, he ripped Trump's record and talked a little about his own. Here we are wasting more time talking about Trump's record. What is there about this guy? It's like a magnet. Everybody wants to talk trash about Trump, right? Talk about what you've done. What have you done? He can't talk about what he's done because he hasn't done anything. Mouserman, he wants to have you believe that he's responsible for hundreds of thousands of jobs being created, which is a load of baloney. Presidents take credit for all that stuff. That's not where the jobs come from. The jobs come from the environment, the feeling that people have they want to expand their businesses. And people don't like that at the moment, because the Fed keeps increasing the interest rate, and you can't borrow money to run your business, but yet, still, things don't look so bad. People are traveling, people are buying cars, people are doing what they do. Hard to buy a house, but still, the housing market is strong. He was asked about his age, and he kind of fumbled the ball and went on to the next to the next question. I think that's disrespectful, though. Given his due, maybe that's because of my age and how I look upon it. It's maybe different than some people do. His age is not the factor with me. It's just he doesn't get it.
People who are the exact same age that mentally and physically could be completely different ages.
Yeah.
Right, as far as years. And age is a privilege. Let's call it what it is. It is a privilege
to survive
and have a birthday every year. That is a good thing. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Remember that on my birthday, November 5th. Where you playing?
Well.
Yeah. School has started pretty much everywhere, and there's a problem. And this problem is a reflection of what's going on in the country, I believe. So listen to this and tell me what you think. The fact that already attendance is being taken at schools, most everybody who is in the education business, I don't like to call teachers educators. I don't know how that works. I never felt when I was a teacher that I was an educator.
Why not?
I suppose I was. I don't know. I just thought it was lofty.
Isn't that exactly what it is? Aren't they synonyms?
I look at my daughter and what she does. She's an educator. She's a college professor. But was I a teacher in a middle school?
Were you a babysitter?
Actually, I wouldn't have allowed that. You know my personality. I'm the same now as I was then. The kids were not happy. I walked in, I strolled into the classroom, and let's get going. But there was a challenge every day. Sometimes the youngsters met it, and sometimes they didn't, because sometimes they were tired, sometimes they were grumpy, sometimes there was a social situation at home, and you had to dig around and find out. I took the trouble to find out, without being too personal, because I was young and I sometimes didn't know better, so I would ask questions, and so youngsters would trust me, and, you know, at least sometimes anyway, because children need to overcome some things, especially the way society is today. Every day, some children don't have enough to eat, they don't have parents at home, although I did that myself. My parents weren't around. I pretty much raised myself, and so today, is it easier or harder to do that? I suppose it's harder because of things like COVID. That has disrupted the educational system, and we haven't really been able to get back where we were, get back to that point, because there are a lot of parents who decided they wanted to homeschool their children. And so here we have the reason I bring it up. Well, there are a couple of reasons. That was that point I wanted to make that I just did. But then there's the money that we're spending. The budgets for school systems keep going up and up and up and up, and the results don't show the success of the investment, because it's become the unions that represent the teachers. They've always got a gripe. Instead of the focus being on the students, and the parents, in my estimation, the number one job you have as a parent is to be a parent, not to be go to work or whatever it is. That's it. That's your job. Number one, you got other jobs, but it's supporting being a parent, seems to me, that's the most important. That's just the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But parents are so absent, they're gone. There's a single parent household. You hear about those things all the time. Mothers got to work, kids are on their own. So the kids don't go to school. They go out and screw off all day long. And if you look at the details that are coming from some of the national informational the services, the numbers of people going to school are way down, off as much as 30% in some states. California is the worst, where there's the thing in California that bugs the hell out of me is how badly they do, and yet the taxes there is just, that state is a disgrace. It really is. My children and I was talking to my son about this last night. That's what made me think about it, because Jasper started preschool, and it's an exciting time. He's beginning to speak. Imagine this. He's been with these other children for a week, and he's already opened up. He comes home, and he has these phrases and words, and he can count to five.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Brendan held up his hands with the five fingers, and Jasper said, five! Just like that. And he can go to D, A, B, C, D. Now, so that kind of stuff, well, plus the home surroundings encourage that kind of stuff. Because my children are like that. They've grown up around being taught that curiosity is a good thing. But, you know, think about the fact that they're paying taxes. Both my daughter and my son are paying taxes. My grandson, Miles, is in a public school. And so maybe that's the worthwhile component here. But the fact that they're off that much in California and Texas and Florida and Michigan and North Carolina, just awful. Think about that. Think about what your school system is providing or isn't as you get started. It's 18 after. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now 30, no, wait a minute, hello. 10 minutes ahead of myself. 23. After the hour, social media time. Again, our address is at Good Day Networks. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. There's a high school in Worcester, Massachusetts. The story comes after a 14-year-old student there died. The family says on its GoFundMe page that this youngster passed away after taking part in a challenge which involves eating extremely spicy chips made from some of the hottest peppers in the world. And mm-hmm. Wouldn't you know, it's a social media thing, a challenge on social media. Good God.
Yeah, and a lot of these social media challenges can easily be deadly, harmful. Yep. These pranks that people do for laughs or for views and clicks. And you never know. You could prank the wrong person. I was a little shocked with this one because it's the one chip challenge, which isn't only a viral social media thing. It was also just a moment that was out there. It's one chip that comes in. They tell you don't touch the chip with your fingers or anything, and you eat it. Yeah. And it would sell out years ago. It was 5 years ago, maybe. I think that was kind of the height of this one chip challenge. And it would sell out. You couldn't even get it anywhere. And they don't know if this child died because of it, but they did know that the day of the child's death, he did consume that one single spicy chip, and not sure if there were any underlying health issues that maybe that chip.
What is it? All in the name of what? What in the name of what?
Wholeheartedly, I've never been one to get in on these like viral challenges or whatever, but when I heard about this when it originally came out, I was excited for it because I love spicy. And I can't take a spicy like I used to.
Does that go hand in hand with your liking horror movies? I think that kind of.
No, I just think I killed off my taste buds at one point in my life, and I could only taste if it was really spicy. But like my friends used to dare me to eat. You get sushi, and there's the wasabi ball. They used to dare me to eat the wasabi ball because
sushi,
they
could. Eat sushi too?
Oh, I love sushi.
Oh, it's so bad for you.
So that's a misconception. Not all sushi is raw.
Well. It isn't really? I thought it was all wrong.
There are cooked sushi pieces, yeah. But it was just one of those things of I saw the spicy thing, and I wanted to do this one chip challenge. I never got around to doing it, and nowadays my taste buds have grown back, and I wouldn't be able to handle this. But I wanted to get on this, too, and you don't think about how dangerous some of this stuff can be and what it's doing to your insides. But I would not equate this to, do you remember the Tide Pod challenge?
Yes, a couple of months
like,
ago.
That is yeah. one of those. Oh, that was like years ago. That's one of those
was
things
it?
Where it's like, yeah.
No, that was.
Isn't
was,
time crazy?
It just seems like.
I was at my last job when the Tide Pod Challenge was going on.
Really?
And it was just one of those things of people are eating Tide Pods. And how does common sense not say, please don't eat Tide Pods? Where is that little inner voice inside your brain that is saying, you better not eat that?
Pretty amazing, isn't it? What people don't know and how the damn social media circles create these circumstances that are deadly. Deadly. All right, here's another item from sort of the same department. There's a new robot named Sorty McSortface that uses his, or do we refer to robots as his or her? What do we do?
Let the robot tell you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Robot. I just love the name, Sorty McSortface.
Yes. Well, his job is to sort tons of recyclables, and he does it very quickly. So this is another use of AI. I've been trying to figure out ways. This is a big problem, as we know. So they have these new robot trash pickers, Sorty McSortface and Sir Sorts. Sir Sorts-a-Lot. Play on Sir Mix-a-Lot. Remember that song? Nice big butts. All right, well, anyway, this is a machine that works all day long at various facilities around the country. They've got a couple of these here and there, sorting out things. The one that's best known is in Boulder, Colorado. So congratulations to Sorty McSortface and Sir Sorts-a-Lot.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ask Sherwin Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's confirmed President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
A lot of the pundits and talking heads want to talk about, you know, the if we struck all three, it would cost the economy $5 billion a week. And let me assure you, I'm glad that someone recognizes the value that is created by the work that our members do.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America, a deadline set for late September. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation with the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He noted over the weekend his administration's been in touch with local leaders as extreme flood flooding, it left tens of thousands of people stranded there. Attendees were first told Friday to shelter in place and conserve food and water. At least one person is reported dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
The Bones. I like this song. Always have. The Rolling Stones bring us into this half hour of the Good Day program. 34 after, the Stones are going to release their first studio album in 18 years. Later on this year, probably in time for Christmas, right, Jay? Wouldn't you think? That's usually when these things come out.
We'll find out. They're doing a live streaming event where they're going to discuss it this week.
Yeah.
Give us a drop date and everything.
Right. The wait is over, so says the promotion. The Stones releasing new music soon. And then there's no definition of soon. 18 years ago, they released a Bigger Bang. That was the name of the album. This one's called Hackney Diamonds. Interesting name. Hackney may be at the heart of Hackney Diamonds. This is a global movement we want to share with our fans. So they've been all over YouTube with the teaser campaign. So if you're interested in the Stones, this is what Charlie Watts has been gone a couple of years, right? So who plays the drums now? They bring in Ringo? He's on a day off, or what do they do?
Can you imagine? That'd be so cool.
Actually, that would be fabulous, actually. It would be, yeah. Yeah. Ringo plays with the Stones, film at 11. Unga Bunga. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's see what we've got going on. As long as we're focused on what's going on around the world, the Stones certainly are a worldwide phenom. The Chinese having a big problem. The biggest property developer there, which is government-owned, it's a communist country. So the government backs this, you know, developer, and one of the lauded members of the Central Committee controls this big property development developer, but they're billions in the hole. They were able today to make an interest payment on a loan. But the loan isn't, interestingly enough, you know how we borrow money from the Chinese, or that's what everybody says whenever we are in debt, we owe all this money back to the Chinese. The Chinese don't borrow money from themselves. They borrow it from outside of the country. So they're trying to play both ends against the middle, in a manner of speaking, by doing that. But the company is a real sign of the real estate problems that threaten China's economy. And I don't say this, I don't like the Chinese government, as you know. I don't like what they do, I don't like anything about it. But the Chinese people are a different story. And they're there. Some of them are very loyal to their country, but there are a lot of, we think we have a lot of protests going on here, lots of protests going on in China, but they're not reported on because they have a stranglehold on the news media. If you read the Epic Times.
Why would they want
Times.
Anybody to know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Everybody knows everything here. At any rate, there also is another story floating around today about some Chinese tourists who have breached military sites. And this espionage, these people come here supposedly as tourists, and then they get themselves close to our various and sundry military installations, somehow using technology developed by the Chinese government and stuff that's probably in your phone. They are able to suck up stuff. There's a report today in the Wall Street Journal that basically overviews what they're doing. I think about what we have done and people who just pass it off. Oh, it's made in China. So what? Who cares? A lot of people ought to be caring, much as anything else. In Iran, hostage diplomacy again. There's an imprisoned official from the European Union who is the latest bargaining chip. They're trying to get back some real bad guys. And because the European Union wants this fellow back, they're apparently considering, I mean, bad guys, real bad guys. The kind you see in some of these movies. Although now we've gone back to the latest movie, Denzel Washington, starring again as Robert McCall in the fourth installment of The Equalizer, which I saw over the weekend, came out over the weekend. Chuck will tell us where it is, 40-some-odd million over the weekend. Kind of a, and it's a, you know, it's a little violent, but it's a story. And what surprised me as much as anything else was that Dakota Fanning was the lead, female lead. I don't know if she's come of age in America.
Well, what was the one? They've done a film together. And
oh,
that's
they have?
What I kept
oh, I didn't know that.
Confused. Or not, no, it wasn't The Equalizer. It was a different one. Man on Fire. Yeah. Is that the one where he plays, like, he ends playing her bodyguard as a child? And I kept feeling like this was very reminiscent of that.
Huh.
Which was, again, a completely different film.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that, or if I did, I didn't remember it. So, yeah, that's an interesting story in and of itself. All right, let's see here. The Pope visiting Mongolia, the western part of China. Not a lot of Chinese Catholics who have survived, frankly. Mongolia is right on the western Chinese border. Some Chinese Catholics crossed the border to see him. But because the Chinese government is so anti-religion, if they catch you in any sort of a religious, some kind of religious, if you're in a ceremony, you're paying attention to religious symbols, then you get punished. That's the way it is. How do we treat these people as sort of equal? The government is so backward. Good God. All right, and speaking of that, North Korea, as long as we're going with a focus around the world, says that it simulated nuclear attacks on South Korea. These people are ridiculous. What is it? What? For what? They launched some missiles to simulate a scorched earth policy. And so South Korea has been rehearsing some sort of what happens if these guys invade us. How do you live like this? When every day you think these nutbirds up north are going to... What are they going to do? What's the aggressive behavior all about? You want South Korea back again? What do you want? And why? So the military from North Korea firing these ballistic missiles for the last week or so, and this is from a number of command centers, and they're simulating attacks on airfields in South Korea. And so, obviously we can follow all of this stuff with the various surveillance devices that we have. So they said that they were testing because the U.S. was flying long-range B-1 bombers over their territory. Then they weren't. They were flying these things over the South Korean territory. But at any rate, back and forth, they're like children in a sandbox, these people. Right?
Yeah.
And the Japanese are ticked off because
they're just practicing. We're just testing.
For what? What are you practicing for?
Well, Rush already ruined that one of like, no, we're just practicing. We're just running drills. We're just testing.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one. War drills because of China, Indonesia, and the United States having soldiers. And actually, there are five or six other countries that began the training exercises on the main island of Indonesia, Java. American and Indonesian soldiers have had this going on for, since 2009, I think. And the Australians participate, Japanese, Singaporeans joined in, English, French, also in this year's exercise. What's what? It's trouble. So the Chinese have expanded their drills. So we got the North Koreans expanding their drills, the Chinese expanding their drills, NATO is expanding their drills. All of these various countries, now there are drills being conducted in Brazil, in India, and look, all over the place, New Zealand. The commanding general of the U.S. Army in the Pacific said that 19 nations are involved in the training this year as a quote-unquote powerful demonstration of multilateral solidarity to safeguard the free Indo-Pacific region.
What a spin.
Oh, my God. The spit in their eye. The Chinese spit in your eye, we spit back in their eye. To what end? To what end? I mean, think about it. To what end? It goes on and on and on and on and on. All right, here's another one. Don't have enough of this? There's one more. Actually, this is kind of good. Talking about the new movie that takes place, the new Equalizer takes place in Italy. So it gives you a hint as to who the bad guys are. All right? So this is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia-Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows what that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was once an area fortified protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town, and they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They're just digging a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah, there's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what did they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense, right? And what did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you study this in archaeology, or did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No. But this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things. Archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories. It's all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. They have. We had an example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam, so they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to. I'm not going to put up with that, so we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers, you got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks, not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour, have a good day, health. Continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And mm-hmm. if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort zone.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
All these damn, every time you go to a hotel, or a lot of people are doing it in their home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that just a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking, you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can have, that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. No, I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. What is it? No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what the study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is, my office is on the sixth floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up five flights from the first floor up to the sixth floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath. But I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized. My muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you were going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones. Body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar. And just 20-minute walk a day. Not a stroll. A good, crisp walk. Is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
As it can. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell, here on the Good Day Health Program, with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.